If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
All right, what was the joke of the month? Our jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg, and our friend Marge Sipla monitors the jokes for us and keeps track of them all. Hi, Marge. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. You picked your favorite jokes of the month, July. I picked mine as well. I'm going to go first. I'll play back one of mine, then you read one of yours, okay?
Okie dokie.
Marge and I have two separate lists of the jokes we told this week. So, Pete, here is one of my jokes that I liked from July.
Hey, did you know before he was a famous singer, Little Richard made a living by cutting back overgrown gardens?
Really?
Yeah, he lopped all the rhubarb and lopped bamboo.
I think that works in print, too. I like that one. All right, Marge, your turn. What's a joke of the month for you?
My psychologist and proctologist are opening a practice together. The name of their new business is Odds and Ends.
Here's another joke I like this week. So, naked hiking apparently means no GPS, no music, no phone distractions. Really wish someone would have clarified that to me sooner. Your turn, Marge. Go.
Okay, so this is a customer in a store. And he's asking the clerk, do you have any underwear that are satin? And the store clerk says, nope, all of our underwear are brand new.
Here's joke number three for me.
Yeah, maybe you should try a different pickup line. What are you using now?
A good one. I go, dang, girl, you are my appendix because I don't understand how you work. But this feeling in my stomach makes me want to take you out.
I think we've identified your problem, John.
Okay, how about this one? I got another one, Andy. Stop, drop, and roll, girl, because you're on fire.
No.
I go, girl, you'd look like Venus de Milo if I just cut your arms off. Who wouldn't want to hear that, Andy?
Everyone.
Marge, you didn't like those pickup line jokes?
Nope.
So we didn't even play back the Abraham Lincoln one, which if I just did one, I would have picked that. But all right, Marge, I'll respect your opinion on that. And granted, I just played three, not just one. So there's that. By the way, the Abraham Lincoln joke was, girl, you must be Abraham Lincoln because there's an uprising in down south or something like that. Marge... Marge doesn't like those. All right, Marge, your turn. What's the joke you like, Marge?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Owls.
Owl who? Oh, yeah, right. And then you go, yeah, that's right. Okay, fair enough. One more from me. Go ahead, Pete.
You got to follow that.
And the following scene, Andy Mazur, in a silent role, will portray a police officer's belly button. And John Williams will star as the rest of the officer.
You're under a vest.
Sometimes just simple little jokes like that make me smile. All right, Marge Sipley, your turn. Go.
I landed a part in a community theater production about life in a bakery. I wasn't exactly the star, but I did play a big role.
Okay, we got two more from me. Here's one of the ones I liked.
Brenda and I went out for dinner Saturday night. The waiter asked me, how was your meal? And I said, great. And then he asked my wife, and how did you find your pork belly? And she said, I met him 6 years ago at a bar.
That is so good. Come on now. Marge, why didn't you pick that one? Come on, Marge.
I know. What can I say, John?
No, that's all right. We all have our own opinions. Here's the last one, Marge, that I thought should merit some consideration. I played golf Saturday and hit two good balls.
You par those holes?
I stepped on a rake. All right, Marge, do you have any more jokes for us, Marge?
I've got one more.
One more? All right.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Last week, I took my kids to the zoo. this week. I'm going to go back and see how they're doing.
Yes. All right. All right. Well, Steve, if we had to put one in the tournament at the end of the year of those, which one would you pick, Steve?
Tough choice between Little Richard and Pork Belly, and I'm going with Pork Belly.
I'm going with Pork Belly also. Andy, what was the joke of the month?
You got to lop all the rhubarb and lop bamboo.
That was the other one I was going to vote for.
Yeah, that's the one I'm voting for.
Lapka, which one do you like?
I'm going to keep it simple. I like Under a Vest.
Under a Vest. And you know what we didn't do was the jokes of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, the songs, but... You know, those violate the 46-second rule. Those are almost in the category unto themselves, so I'm going to keep those on the side. Producer Pete, are you playing? What would be the joke of the month for Producer Pete here?
I played a big role.
Played a big role. Well, that's one of Marge's jokes. Marge, if you're voting too, Marge, which one do you like?
Oh, this is always so tough for me, John. I'm going to go with the kids at the zoo.
Kids at the zoo.
A good one.
All right. I believe the one that got two votes anyway was how did you find your pork belly? I met him at a bar 6 years ago. but we can always put in a wild card, so there's always room for four extra at the end of the year. We do our tournament of 16. Marge, how is life in LaGrange this past month?
Well, thank goodness it's a lot drier than it was last week, so I'm grateful for that.
Did you guys get pounded on Saturday?
Well, we were in Addison, and I don't think it was that bad there. And it wasn't that bad here from what I understand in LaGrange. So I know a lot of people got hit on Saturday, but not here.
A friend of mine came over from out of town, and he said they drove through the most horrific torrential rain they've ever driven through. He said, did you get that? And he wasn't that far from my house when he hit the rain. I said, no, what are you talking about? Isn't it crazy how these things have just been these bands of horrible, and if you get it, you got it, and if you don't, you don't. And so it's the luck of the draw. Okay. Marge, will you continue to catalog our jokes for us for the month of August?
Of course I will. This is a big part of my life, John.
Sorry to hear that. And, you know, Marge, do you have an accounting? Because you've written down every single joke since we started this, or nearly everyone. You've been diligent about this. That would be going on more than 6 years now. Do you have any idea how many we've told?
No, because I only write down my favorite ones that I listen, you know, that you have. So I think for mine, I had some of mine printed up. I think I've got maybe 3,000, 3,500, something like that. But I know yours were more. Your total would be more.
So 3,500 favorites. Think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, my friend. It's always good to hear your voice. Thanks for being a good listener and helper, Marge. And we'll talk to you next month.
Thanks for having me on, John. Take care.
That's Marge Sipla of LaGrange.